Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp, and we are going to be learning together today Brachos Daf Ches. Brachos Daf Ches is a sum total of 21 Psukim, and the Pasuk that we're going to be focusing on is Bereishis Lamed Aleph Pasuk Daled. This is learned on the Gemara, on the second page of the Gemara, Daf Ches Amud Beis, for a particular reason. Let's take a look at the Pasuk first. It reads as follows. Vayishlach Yaakov, Yaakov sent, Vayikra L'Rachel U'Le'Leah. He calls to Rachel and Leah, Hasadeh, to the field, El Tzonoi, to his flocks. The Gemara darshans from here that these are one of the three lessons that can be learned from Medians, that we only ask advice in the field because, as Rashi says, the walls have ears, that it's dangerous to talk about things when you're around other people because you can always be overheard. Certainly we understand that today. In terms of the context of understanding this, why was Yaakov in fact calling Leah and Rachel to the field? So to do a little bit of recap, this is actually in Parshas Vayetze, and there are a number of things that he wanted to convey to them. Message number one is that he saw that Lavan was upset. Vayar Yaakov es penei Lavan v'inei einenu imoy kitmol shilsham. Lavan was not looking at the same way, and the reason is because Yaakov had kept on changing the reward or the salary that he would be getting in the sheep, and he kept on winning, and Lavan was upset that his deceit was not succeeding. That's message number one. Message number two is because Hashem had told him to go back. Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov, Shuv el eretz avosecho ulamara detocho ve'yeimoch. I will be with you, go back. And message sees what the wives actually say to him. Halo nochrios nechshavnu loy ki mocharanu vayochal gam ocholas kaspeinu. We're strangers to him. He doesn't really care, he's consumed everything we have. These are the three reasons that they're actually conversing about why it is that it's time to go back to the land of his fathers. What is interesting over here is that if you look at all these messages, these messages which he needs to convey to his daughters, or to his wives and his children ultimately, is that there are two different perspectives. There's the divine perspective, that's Hashem telling him its time is up, and there's the human perspective. That is, it doesn't look right. Lavan's going to get upset with us. And both of these converge to yield the message that it's time to go. What is fascinating about this as well is that when Yaakov came to Haran in the first place, both of these ideas were there too. At the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, we hear two verbs used to describe his movement. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charana. He left Be'er Sheva, and he went to Haran. Why do we need to know he left and he went? Surely if he left, he went, and surely if he went, he left? Which is what Rashi asks. The Beis HaLevi says a very, very beautiful idea. Whenever a person moves from place A to place B, there are two reasons they could be doing it. They could be running from place A, or they could be going to place B. Yaakov had both of those reasons. His mother told him, Esav is out to get you, get out of here. That's the Vayetze. His father said to him, go marry a girl in the area of Haran, and therefore he's going to be. In a certain sense, Vayishma Yaakov, when he listened to his father and his mother, as it says at the end of Parshas Toldos, he's fulfilling that by both going and leaving at the same time. And if you think about this more carefully, in fact, those are both his sentiments. One is a divine sentiment, the nevuah, that his brother's trying to hurt him. And the other one is very much an earthly sentiment, that he's trying to find a shidduch, he's trying to find somebody to marry. If he left for both a divine and a human reason, he's also going to have to return for both a divine and a human reason. And that's what he's conveying to his wives over here, in part of that discussion as to their movement, which ultimately takes them back to the land of Canaan. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.